You're listening to SBS News.
A truck drives through the town of Khinmar in central Myanmar, and passengers witness the aftermath and devastation. Earlier this week, a thriving town stood in its entirety. Now, rubble and debris is all that is left. Over 200 homes have been razed by deliberately lit fires. Locals say government troops entered town firing guns, searching for opponents of the ruling junta. Most residents were able to flee. Soldiers set fire to all the homes, with no regard for anyone or anything still around, livestock or remaining people, including an elderly couple. Fortify Rights is a human rights advocacy network which says it believes in the influence of evidence-based research, the power of strategic truth-telling, pushing for change. Regional Director Ismail Wolf says the incident exemplifies the military's ruthlessness and brutal objective.
So this is the MO of the Zamador, and it's quite easy to draw that conclusion, I think, from what we're seeing in the acts of the military over the past 4 months or so, that this is, again, an escalation of the attacks against the population of Myanmar, trying to secure this military coup at any cost. That this is an operation by the Tatmadaw, the Myanmar military, in retribution for those efforts to try and sort of push back against the coup.
Myanmar's state television, however, claimed the blaze was caused by terrorists, not the ruling military. It also reported that anyone who says otherwise is deliberately plotting to discredit the military. The indiscriminate torching of Khinmar, an almost identical attack to similar missions during the 2017 military insurgency in Rakhine State, home to the Muslim Rohingya minority. Human Rights Watch Deputy Asia Director Phil Robertson says burning entire townships has long been part of the military's so-called scorched earth policy, which is usually reserved for ethnic border regions.
There's a standard operating procedure that the Myanmar military uses, which is basically scorched earth tactics. They will go into a particular area where they've determined that there are insurgents. Sometimes they'll give an advance warning, sometimes they won't. And they will basically treat anybody in that zone as a enemy combatant. And they will torch houses, they will loot, they will shoot, they will capture women and rape them. I mean, this is a military that has no compunction about violating human rights, has no concept about the rules of war.
Daily protests continue in Myanmar, with the military facing opposition in all parts of the country. Mr. Wolf says it is taking aim at central areas like Khinmar too.
We've seen that now the struggles and the acts of the Myanmar military are being brought to the central regions of the country. And as I said before, no one's really left unaffected by that. And there are concerns that what we saw over the last few days and the razing of that village is just an indication of what's to come. And unfortunately, potentially an intensified conflict across the region.
It's been 4 months since the military seized power in the country and arrested democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. She's currently on trial for sedition, among a range of other charges. But her special advisor, Australian Sean Turnell, is yet to be seen. The Australian government says Defence Force Vice Admiral David Johnston has spoken with military's Vice Senior General So Win for the second time. In a statement, the government says Mr. Johnston reiterated Australia's call for the immediate release of Professor Turnell whilst making a range of requests regarding his circumstances. Mr. Turnell is due to face court next week, charged with violating the Official Secrets Act, a crime that carries a 14-year sentence. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.